This is just a tip of the proverbial iceberg. Yesterday, Dr. Robert Malone recorded a video in which he says, and I'll play it for you, unequivocally, that parents should not give the Corona Doom jabs, any of them, to children for fear of serious heart complications. I'll just give you a little bit. Justin, you got my screen, bro? We all good?
Generally pro-vaccination. I've devoted my entire career to developing
this is Malone, Dr. Malone.
To prevent and treat infectious diseases. After this, I'll be posting the text of this statement so that you can share it with your friends and family. Here's the thing.
Kine.
Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. There are three main issues that parents need to understand before they take this irrevocable decision. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parents' cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike protein.
Now, I want you to pay very close attention to this. You people that are parents and are facing school boards, like here in Louisiana, and health departments that are saying, you can't come to school if your child doesn't get the corona jab. And we're not going to accept you and your silly little dog, too. We're not going to accept your exemptions. You will be jabbed or you will not participate. There are places where you can't even take your kid to the freaking movies. Unless you poison them with this crap. Now, here's the man that invented, is one of the co-inventors of the mRNA technology. Okay, he didn't invent the vaccines. He invented the technology that Moderna and the Franken-Pfizer boogeymen are using here. Malone got a boost in stature the other day when Dr. Peter McCullough went on with Joe Rogan. I've been talking about this and about how I am 100% down with, and I am so happy for Dr. McCullough and all the rest of the world, that finally one of us broke through. Now, Malone has been on many shows with McCullough, but they won't put him on any. You're never going to see him on CBS, ABC, NBC, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe now. Folks, the people that are pulling out of this convention, the Moderna creeps, these creeps are going to be like ex-Nazis in a couple of months. They're going to go into hiding. You're going to have to go down to the Andes Mountains and go search caves to go find these creeps. When the world discovers what they have done. So Malone, now Malone is this is addressed to parents for kids. But I believe he says in here that no one without full informed consent should have this stuff injected into your body.
These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs. These organs include their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and most importantly, this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system.
You heard reproductive system in there.
The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. They cannot be reversed. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You cannot repair heart tissue scarring. You cannot repair a genetically reset immune system. And this vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your family. The second thing you need to know is about the fact that this novel technology has not been adequately tested. We need at least 5 years of testing and research before we can really understand the risks associated with this new technology.
At least 5 years.
The harms and risk from new medicines often become revealed many years later. I ask you to ask yourself, as a fellow parent, if you want your child to be part of the most radical experiment in human history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
One final point. The reason they're giving you to vaccinate your child is a lie. Your children represent no danger to their parents or grandparents. It's actually the opposite. Their immunity after getting COVID is critical to save your family, if not the world, from this disease.
Boom!
Finally, in summary, there's no benefit for your children or your family to be vaccinating your children against the small risks of the virus, given the known health risks of the vaccine that, as a parent, you and your children may have to live with for the rest of your lives. The risk-benefit analysis is not even close with this vaccine for children. As a parent and grandparent, my strong recommendation to you is to resist and fight to protect your children.
So that's Dr. Robert Malone. You can get the link to that in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. It's also in today's pile of prep, mikechurch.com. Malone is not the most effusive, eloquent speaker. But now, if you read that in written form, or if I read it to you, no knock on Malone, but if I pre-read it, I would know where to put the emphasis on the words. The message is still the same. You're volunteering your child to become part of the grandest, most sinister medical experiment in human, he said, in human history. Human history. Yet yesterday, shots for Santa came out from the Louisiana Department of Health and the governor of this state, implying that if children didn't get the jib, if you're going to have a Merry Christmas here in Louisiana, and you want to go to the mall and sit on Santa's lap, you need to get the jib. Santa will even give you $100, courtesy of Louisiana taxpayers, for poisoning your child. Just take them down to CVS and tell them to get the jib. Am I making this up, Justin? Shots for frickin' Santa. $100. Hey, what if I get, what if you get, I'm really poor this Christmas, Santa. COVID Santa, I'm really poor. What if I let my child get both doses at the same time? They give me one on the left, one on the right. Do I get $200 in Santa shots? Now, I don't know if this state is an outlier. No, it is, because the headline that I read was it's the first in the nation. Mandatory for 5 to 17-year-olds to go to school. Ladies and gentlemen, the government of Louisiana and the executive branch is conspiring to kill children who aren't even citizens yet. And they're doing it with the willful participation and cooperation of their parents. Let me ask you a question here on the third Friday of Advent, Ember Fridays. We all fast today and abstain from meat, fasting for my state. This is unconscionable. In a nightmare horror movie, you would not expect to see this. Ian Fleming never created a global villain as malicious as our own governments have become. And they do this under the aegis of constitutions. Justin, put the graphic in the chat room. Show them. Shots for Santa. Show them the graphic. I want you people to see this. Shots for Santa.
Katie Beeman put it in the chat room yesterday.
Did she put it in the chat room yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Katie, put it in there again. This is what the government of this state is doing. The FDA is not saying, hey, whoa. We don't want to give everyone. We don't want every five-year-old to get it. A panel of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention unanimously voted on yesterday, to recommend the agency tell the public that the Moderna and Pfizer CVO coronavirus vaccines are preferred to the jab from Janssen & Janssen. mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are preferred over the Janssen & Janssen COVID-19 vaccine for the prevention of blah, 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 or all those under 18 years of age. Recommendation states Pfizer and Moderna are both messenger RNA, mRNA technology. Janssen is a subsidiary of J&J COVID-19 disease. And blah, 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 blah. Hours after the vote by the advisory panel, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, endorsed the recommendation. Today's updated recommendation emphasizes the CDC's commitment to provide real-time scientific information to the American public. I continue to encourage all Americans to get vaccinated and boosted. You're a war criminal now, Rochelle. You always have been. Now you're a real war criminal. The panel voted after hearing presentations on a serious combination of blood clotting and low blood platelet levels that has been seen at higher than background rates of people who have gotten the J&J vaccine. The link prompted a near nationwide pause in administration of the vaccine in April, but health agencies lifted the pause after determining the benefits of the shot outweighed its risks. They do not. Since then, though, the number of confirmed cases of post-vaccination thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, I think I said that right, thrombocytopenia syndrome, has climbed, particularly in middle-aged women, CDC experts told. In other words, after the fact, like Dr. Malone said, we discover how bad Vioxx is 10 years after it's been approved. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Malone said in that warning video that the mRNA permanently alters the recipient's spike protein receptors. Permanently. And I'm not going to read the rest of this story because there's a lot of other stuff to get to here. This is unbelievable. Well, and I shouldn't say it's unbelievable because it is believable. Alex Berenson's book, Pandemia, is number one on Amazon. Dr. Scott Atlas and RFK Jr.'s books are number two and number three. The American public is now finally. Now, look. Don't think that your neighbor, Bubis Americanus, is all of a sudden going to have all the knowledge that you have and is going to know what to do with it. At first, he or she is going to be skeptical. If they're jabbed, they're going to really be skeptical. They're going to dismiss it until they start getting sick. And then when they start getting sick or their children start getting sick because they followed the advice of demonically obsessed or possessed evil people, then they'll get mad. Now, here's my question. Who do you think they're going to lash out at?